Let's head back to the South Island now. The enormous explosion that decimated a Christchurch house and left five people injured was heard and felt kilometres away, with some people fearing it was another earthquake. The house in Marble Court in the suburb of Northwood was reduced to flaming rubble after a gas explosion. Nearby tradies and others rushed to help the injured who were buried in the debris. Five people remain in hospital with moderate to critical injuries. One has been flown to Middlemore Hospital's burns unit. Windows shattered in nearby houses, doors blew off, and tiles and insulation rained down on the street in the mid-morning blast. More than 50 people were evacuated from the neighbourhood, and gas and power was shut off, and a welfare centre was set up at the nearby Styx Mill Country Club. Christchurch City Councillor Aaron Kewen was among those who felt the blast.
We thought something hit our house, and we, as the crow flies, were about 2 kilometres away. And so we went outside looking for something. We thought something had actually hit our property.
About 2 kilometres away, you thought?
Yeah.
That someone had what, driven into the side of your house or something?
Well, it felt like a large gas bottle or a large bin or something had hit your house. Felt like that.
And joining us now live on the phone is Ken. Ken lives just a few doors down from the explosion. Good evening, Ken. Where were you this morning when this all happened?
Hi, Lisa. I was at work at the airport, and that's about 7K away, and when the incident happened, we all thought something had happened at our work, something had hit the workplace, and so we all rushed outside to investigate what had happened, and that's 7 kilometres away. So similar story to what Aaron was really talking about.
So what do you know about the fate of your house right now?
So there's been a bit of damage to the house. We can see that the window's blown out. Interestingly, it looks like it's blown outwards, not inwards, and damaged the garage door as well. Not too much other. It looks like the blast has gone in a particular direction and somewhat fortunately for us, slightly away from our house. So interesting that other houses have suffered very significant damage, whereas we're only two doors away and just at this stage, from what we see from videos, sort of superficial damage for us.
Mm. So looking at those videos, which you will have seen, I mean, what do you make of it? This is your street.
Yeah, it's staggering, isn't it? You never expect that sort of thing, and especially an explosion of that sort of magnitude. It's just absolutely shattered that house and done significant damage all around, but it's staggering that somebody's been able to walk out of that house when you see images like that.
Was anyone at home at your place when it happened?
No, it wasn't. But our neighbours were home, and very frightening, especially for their children. So really feel for them, actually, that, you know, it's going to be tough on their kids to you know, come bounce back out of that.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the makeup of the street, because it's the school holidays, obviously. And are there many children who live in your street?
So it's a variety of ages. So, yes, there are quite youngish children in the street and retirees. And so it's a real mixture. A lot of working people, so they will have been at work. Not that many children on the street, so not necessarily that many at home. But among the retirees, I mean, most of them perhaps were home, given it was quite a wet day this morning. So expected most houses would have been occupied.
So, Ken, what have you been told now? What happens for you tonight?
So, we cannot go back into the home, can't get close, and it's really a waiting game. They are opening up streets and they're putting power back onto particular streets, so the power's still out for our street, and so you're going to start thinking, like, well, all the freezers and fridges are going to potentially be going off by the time we get back, but we were told that it could be as late as Sunday that we get back in.
Wow. Okay, Ken, best of luck. Thank you for joining us. That is Ken, whose house is just a few houses down from the one that was absolutely, well, flattened by an explosion earlier today.